Ottawa, Peter Anhold tried to keep things light as he emerged from one of the elevators at Canada's hotel. The temperature had been turned way up on the veteran hockey executive and the country's under-20 program after a stunning upset some 12 hours earlier. "You only want to talk to me when things are bad, EH?" Anhold joked to reporters Saturday morning. "Is that how this works?" That is indeed what happens when a powerhouse with a record 20 gold medals expected to roll over an opponent suffers one of its worst all-time defeats at the tournament. Canada was embarrassed on home soil 3-2 by Latvia, a country it had thumped by a combined 41-4 score across four previous meetings, in a shocking shootout Friday. Coming off a disastrous fifth-place finish last year in Sweden and having talked a lot about upping their compete level and preparation, the Canadians looked disjointed for long stretches against the plucky, hard-working Latvians. The power play finally clicked late in the third period, but stands at 1-for-7 through two games, while the top line of Easton Cowan, Callum Ritchie and Bradley Nadeau has yet to translate its pre-tournament chemistry into success in the spotlight. "We're certainly trying to problem solve, but not throw the baby out with the bathwater," said Anhold, who heads the World Junior setup. "We've got to be really careful." Canada, which picked up a solid 4-0 victory over Finland to open its tournament Thursday, had plenty of offensive zone time and directed 57 shots at Latvian goaltender Leonards Feldbergs. Included in that total, however, were far too many one-and-done efforts from the perimeter with little traffic in front. There were, of course, desperate spurts, especially late in regulation and in 3-on-3 overtime, but not nearly enough for a roster peppered with first-round NHL draft picks and top prospects. "We played really, really hard," Anhold said in defending his players. "We controlled the puck lots. We created some chances. Their goalie was really good and they defended really good. 99 times out of 100 we win that game." Hoping for a big response Sunday against Germany before meeting the United States on New Year's Eve to tie a bow on round-robin action in Group A, Canada will have to push ahead minus one of its best players. Star defenseman Matthew Schaefer was injured Friday and is done for the tournament after he slammed into Latvia's net and skated off favoring his left shoulder area. "Tough blow for the kid," Anhold said. "The way he plays the game, he plays it at such a high speed." Cowan, a Toronto Maple Leafs first-round selection, said Canada remains confident despite Friday's ugly result in the nation's capital. "We're good," said the 19-year-old from Mount Bridges, Ont. "Everyone's lost a hockey game before. But not like that, or to that opponent on that stage." "Bit of a crappy feeling," said Nadeau, a Carolina Hurricanes prospect from St. Francois-de-Madawaska, NB. "We all know what this group is capable of. Losing that game is not our standard. We'll bounce back." Some corners of social media exploded following the Latvian debacle, with heavy criticism directed at head coach Dave Cameron and the team's overall roster construction. "We're not really worried about it," defenseman and Ottawa native Oliver Bonk, who like Cowan is back from last year's team, said of the outside noise. "We know we didn't play well." Canada appears poised to mix things up against the Germans. Vancouver Canucks prospect Sawyer Mineo of Kamloops, BC, is set to draw in for Schaefer, while Anhold indicated there's a good chance forward Carson Rakopf, a Barrie native, will get his first crack at the 2025 tournament as a returnee. The 19-year-old Seattle Kraken second-round pick has scored a combined 78 goals over his last 97 regular season and playoff games in the Ontario Hockey League. "Great player," Cowan said. "He finds ways." Anhold said taking a big-picture approach is key in challenging moments. "Let's not panic," he said. "The world hasn't fallen in. It's hard, but we'll learn from it. It's something Canada will have to do under intense scrutiny. People are gonna love you and people are gonna hate you," said Cowan, who has a goal and an assist through two games. "Gotta keep doing you." Anhold, who was also at the helm 12 months ago when Canada never got in gear, isn't getting 2024 vibes from this year's group. Not even in any way, shape or form, he said. We've just got to take care of business. They get a first shot at redemption Sunday night. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 28, 2024. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.